Hi friends, this is Nishant and I welcome you all to this yet another episode of our podcast that we call TFS Talks with Nishant Arora. As you can see from today's title, what trading teaches us about life. So it's going to be a little reflective in nature, right? And in fact, if you notice, the last talk was the art of leaving, right? Wherein I was talking about what we can learn from other things for our own trading business. So in that talk, we talked about what we can learn about trading from test cricket. So this talk is little reverse in nature. Here we are talking about that what you can learn from trading, right? On life, on different things, right? So little reverse in nature. Now this talk is obviously my experience, my observation, my thought. You know, that what in my opinion is the biggest life lesson that we can derive from trading business. So this talk can generate different responses, right? For some, it can be deep. For some, it can be philosophical. For some, it can be irrelevant talk, right? But let me be very, very honest here. I actually don't care. You know, and it's not, I'm not curt here. I'm not rude here. I'm just stating the truth. So I'm not bothered because I use this medium of podcast. In fact, for that matter, any medium, be it my posts, be it my videos, anything. I use these mediums to convey my thoughts, my feelings, you know, whatever I think about things. I don't use these mediums for validation, right? I'm not trying to derive validation out of what I'm saying here. I'm just saying what I think, what I feel, what I believe in. So I think there is a lesson here as well. I know I'm digressing a bit from the topic, but I think this is the beauty of these talks because nothing is scripted in a hardbound copy, right? So we can talk about many, many things. I think this is the real beauty of these podcasts. So, you know, I look at the entire social media phenomena and I see people fighting with each other in comment section of different social media platforms, you know, be it Facebook, be it Twitter. They're fighting with each other, right? Whereas my personal thought about it is that social media, right? You come across something, you like it. If you like it, you implement it in your life, you know, in whatsoever way that seems good to you. If you don't like it, then just think as if you never came across it, right? There is no point fighting with each other. There is no point trying to prove your point because it's actually that is irrelevant. Actually, that hampers the peace of life. So, you know, this happens when we start something, we start with a positive thought that, okay, I am going to social media, for example, to get entertained. For some, it can be entertainment that I'm going to social media for entertainment. But sooner the person, you know, sort of gets into the trap and it starts impacting him negatively. Similarly, some might have started their social media journey to learn something. But then, you know, they start pushing their opinions down other people's throat and the peace is gone. So that's what, you know, I basically think that if you think that this talk is irrelevant, I really don't care because it really doesn't matter. You can behave as if it never existed. Right? So let's talk about the topic. What trading teaches us about life. You know, I personally feel that there is a learning opportunity in everything. In everything. Even if you look at a flower deeply for some time, I feel that you can derive many lessons. Even if you just look at, you know, I mean, just anything, the ocean, the mountains, or even a design on the wall, you really don't know what kind of thoughts it can generate. But somehow in this fast day and age, everybody is running so fast that they don't stop to see things. They see things very, very superficially. In fact, that was me a few years ago. Though I have always been a deep thinker, you know, but sometimes, you know, when I started my career, when I was shuffling from one business to another, and, you know, when I was trying to find my niche and all those things, my life sort of got into a very, very fast lane. And I was ignoring a lot of things. In fact, I remember, You know, I was once waiting at a traffic light, and I looked at the green patch which is on the side of the road, which was on the side of the road, and I looked at it, and it was so beautiful. There were wonderful flowers, and I cursed myself for not having seen that. I mean, despite me going from there every day for last many, many years, but I never noticed it. Why? Because I was always into myself. You know, I mean, maybe I was on some phone, maybe I'm thinking about some mail, maybe I'm thinking about something else. So that deprived me of observing things, you know, with a calm, cool mind. And, you know, it actually deprived me of many learning opportunities. But now, for last few years, I am actually dedicating, you know, certain time portion in my day where I just sit and think. And I think that has actually made a lot of difference in my life, in how I think, in how I carry myself, in how I perform my activities, even if they are normal, regular, day-to-day, mundane activities. Right? Just sitting and thinking. So this talk, you know, what trading teaches us about life, is also a result of sitting and thinking. So just, you know, today afternoon itself, I was sitting on my rooftop, you know, taking the sun, consuming the sun. And it just sort of, you know, hit my mind. And I kept thinking about it. And, you know, even now, you know, I don't script my talks. It's all impromptu. I just have a, you know, sort of a framework in which I have to talk. But that's all. Because if I do that, if I script it, then I think it will lose the beauty. If it will lose the charm, it will lose its efficacy. So this idea came to me today itself, that you know what trading can teach us about life. Now think about trading. When you open a chart, when you open any chart, there are two aspects to that chart. You know, you can easily bifurcate that chart into two portions, into two parts. The left-hand side and the right-hand side. So we will call it LHS and RHS. I know it can, you know, remind you of your dreadful mathematics days, LHS and RHS, but then, you know, just for the sake of brevity, we will use the term LHS and RHS. So any chart, if you look at any chart, it is divided into the LHS and the RHS, with the current market price being the axis, being the anchor, being the pivot, which bifurcates the chart into two portions, the left-hand side and the right-hand side. Now, the left-hand side is available to you. It is laid out in front of you to see, to observe. The right hand side is yet to happen. The right hand side is full of uncertainty. So of course you have to trade on the right hand side, but that does not belittle the importance of the left hand side. Right? So RHS, you have to trade in the RHS, but that doesn't make LHS any less important. In fact, the whole entire science of technical analysis, or the art of it, whatever it is, the art and science of technical analysis is about studying the LHS. So you study the LHS deep enough, you know, to find different setups, to find how price behaved under different circumstances, you know, different setups, different versions of same setups. So let's say there is some setup, some flag setup, okay? So those who know a bit of TA, they know the flag setup. Even a flag, you know, two flags can look different. So you come across different versions of similar setups and you see how they behave and, you know, how they performed over a period of time. And now you can do that on as many charts as you can. And even within one chart, you can do that on different time frames. You can go as far back in time as you want. That what, you know, when this pattern was formed here in 1995 or 2005 or 2007 or 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever it is, right? This is how it behaved. So when you study the LHS diligently, when you mindfully practice it, that actually, you know, builds your skill to trade on the RHS. Otherwise, what is your mental model? You know, because you need a mental model, you need certain sort of framework to do trading. Now that framework is obtained by studying the LHS. So LHS basically prepares you for the RHS. RHS is uncertain, right? But that probability edge, that probabilistic edge you get by studying the LHS. Now, what has life to do with it? Well, if you think about it, everything. You know, if you think of current moment in time, just this moment in time as the current market price, our life is also bifurcated into two parts. The left-hand side, everything that has happened to us, you know, till now, till this moment in time, and everything that is going to happen from here onwards, uncertain. The LHS, the laid out has happened LHS, and the uncertain, you know, yet to happen RHS. And the same principle here, right? You have to live your life. In fact, I'm remembering a quote from that Danish philosopher, Soren Kierkegaard, right? Forgive me if I mispronounce it. So he said that life can only be understood backwards, but, you know, it has to be lived forwards. So you have to live your life forward, uncertain. That's the RHS. But you can only understand it in the LHS. So use that LHS effectively. You know, learn from your own mistakes. Experience is not, in my view, aging is not experience. You know, your age can keep going up. You can keep getting older without gaining true experience. So you have to be mindful about your life activities. Only then you will think about it. You will contemplate on them. You know, you will give it a thought, and that will build your experience. So basically, you know, if you analyze your LHS, you will get so many mental models which will actually provide you skills which will come handy in your RHS endeavors. So when I'm living my life, if we don't learn from our mistakes, if we don't analyze our LHS, what happens is that we may keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. But if we analyze, if we spend time to analyze our LHS, we sort of become ready for RHS. Now, if something comes up, if some trouble comes up on the RHS, and we are mindful of the LHS, we can correlate that, yes, this is what happened to me, you know, 2 years back, or in that situation, or, you know, this situation is just like what I faced there. And, you know, this is how I should have behaved there. I didn't, but this is how I should have. So now I should mend my ways and I should behave accordingly. This is how we do trading, isn't it? This is how we do trading, that when something comes up, we see for its precedence in, you know, in the LHS, that how things have happened, because things repeat, because people are the central, sort of operator of this market. I'm not talking about operators in that operator sense, right? Because people run this business, sentiments run this business. So sentiments tend to repeat because they are primitive in nature. That is why setups, that is why patterns, that is why different shapes tend to repeat. But then you don't have to memorize or just mug up those shapes, right? You can see how those things, because two charts can have the same shape, right? But they can perform differently because the context where that shape occurs also matters. So you have to study your left diligently. You have to spend a lot of time. In fact, for anybody to become a good trader, lots and lots of months and lots of sleepless nights go in studying the LHS. In fact, every weekend, you know, I make it a point to see at least 100, 200 charts. And what am I doing when I'm looking at those charts? I'm not trading because it's a weekend. So what am I doing? I'm looking at the LHS. I am building my mental models, because they will give me more, you know, they will enhance my weaponry to trade on the right side. And I think this is the biggest lesson, that life lesson that trading can give. That if we treat our life as a chart, the LHS is the life that you have lived till now. The RHS is the life that is still to happen to you. And if you remain mindful, if you put in as much effort, you know, to study, to observe, to analyze your LHS mindfully, draw conclusions from there on, derive lessons from there on, learn, actively learn, passively learn, but learn. Even if you have to document it, that, you know, so and so event happened to me, such and such circumstance, and this is what I did, and these are the pros and cons of what I did. You know, I shouldn't have done it because of this. I reacted impulsively. I should have thought about it. But next time onwards, if such and such situation occurs, I will behave like this. So when you document it, what happens that when that situation occurs again in the RHS, you have that mental model of your LHS handy. Right? So when people read trading books, when they do all of that, when they learn articles, blogs, videos, what are they doing? They are building their mental models from the LHS to use in the RHS. So I think this is how life should be lived. I think this is what charting or trading actually teaches us. So I just leave you here with this thought. If you want to ponder upon, you can do that. If you want to disregard this talk, you can do that. But I just had a thought, and I felt that I should share it with my family here. So I'm doing just that. I hope it adds little value to your life, to your thinking, to your perceptions, to how to carry yourself in this journey called life. Yeah. So see you again with some other talk, some other topic. Till then, best wishes. Goodbye. Thank you.